Whether you operate one forklift or thousands, one location or hundreds, the new My Toyota customer portal can help you optimize your operation and material handling equipment. This one-stop, free-to-use platform is designed to help you take control of your information and make smarter decisions, all at the touch of a button. Register and access your data today at my.toyotaforklift.com. That's my.toyotaforklift.com.
If you're in the warehouse game, then you've probably used some kind of floor tape before. Trust me, I've put down thousands of feet of tape in my career. And when it comes to putting down tape, you want it to stay down. That's where Mighty Line comes in. Their patented technology allows their floor tape, floor signs, and floor markings to take the beating that a warehouse floor gets and leave minimal residue behind when it's time to switch it up. You know that we are big on safety here at the new warehouse, and that's why we love to see all of the different options for safety markings and 5S markings in Mighty Line's product offerings. If you're going to 5S, use the best and get Mighty Line. Get your free sample kit at mightylinetape.com/new warehouse. That's mightylinetape.com/new warehouse for your free sample kit.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I'm going to have two guests, both from Flex, Jennifer Dasher. She's the VP of Logistics there, and Jordan Lawrence. He is Director of Logistics Strategy at Flex. And they're going to tell us a little bit about what Flex is. We're going to talk a little bit about programmatic logistics and how Flex comes into play there, and also how kind of their network works and how it enables companies to expand upon their fulfillment services and empower themselves to be able to handle more capacity. And I guess Flex in and out, I'm sure, is kind of where the name comes in there. And we're also going to talk at the end a little bit about the Flex Institute, which I think is a pretty interesting thing that we're going to touch on as well. So Jennifer and Jordan, welcome both of you to the show. How are you both doing today?
Doing well. Thanks a lot for having us here, Kevin.
Yeah, super excited, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
Definitely happy to have you both on. Happy to be learning more about Flex here on the show and teaching our audience as well as me along the way too, definitely. So before we kind of dive into some more finer details, I guess, Jordan, why don't you give us an idea of what exactly Flex is?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll start at a really high level, and, sure. And as we have the conversation, we'll peel the onion back. But in its simplest form, Flex is a technology platform, cloud-based technology platform that includes a WMS, warehouse management system.
Okay.
And we use that platform to web up over 1,000 warehouse operators. Mm. And these are everything from your tier one operators that everyone knows, a DHL or a GXO, right. All the way down to the full gamut of maybe a single mom and pop in one region or a small regional player that has 5 or 6 sites. And so we pull all of those together with our tech platform for the purpose of executing on fulfillment and distribution and pallet storage capacity for enterprise shippers. And about 95% of our client base are enterprise customers.
Interesting. Okay. So you're kind of enabling the customer, but you're also enabling operators as well to be able to work with additional customers potentially, it sounds like. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Jennifer can probably add on to how that dynamic works as well.
Sure.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, for me, I actually joined Flex. I was a customer of Flex for about 4.5 years.
Oh, okay.
And so I spent 2 decades at Walmart on the distribution side, both general merchandise and grocery, and then flipped over to the fulfillment side of the business, and where I ended up taking responsibility for their 3PL network. Mm. And, you know, some of the challenges that I faced is, especially in e-commerce fulfillment, I was locked into 3 to 5 year terms. yeah. with volume requirements up front. And it's really hard to know what you need in 6 months, much yeah. less what you need in 5 years. Right.
Yeah.
And so ended up using Fletch for that fulfillment, to where it was really from the biggest thing that I found value in was the speed. Mm-hmm. Right. We were able to stand up sites in a matter of like 30, 40 days versus 6 months with traditional 3PLs.
Yeah.
I didn't have 5-year terms. And so this is pop down capacity mm-hmm. as I needed it. And the biggest thing that I found was, prior to Flex, Walmart ended up ending the relationships with all of the long-term 3PL customers that they had mm-hmm. because with Flex, it was a single point of integration, to where I could pop up and pop down with a single integration in just a matter of days, instead of having to maintain integrations with 6 or 7 different partners.
Yeah.
It was maintaining one.
Hmm. Interesting. And I think that's really a great thing, especially as you said, because you don't, you know, especially in e-commerce, I mean, you have no idea, you know, what you're going to look like in just a couple months, let alone a couple years, right? Where you could be totally outgrowing what that 3PL may be able to provide you. And then what do you do, right? You're in a tight spot. So Flex obviously is kind of addressing that. And like you said, allowing you to go up or go down, whatever the case you need to do, which is really interesting, especially also, I'm sure, as you kind of experience some peak season stuff as well, especially on that downside, I think is interesting as well. So tell us a little bit about programmatic logistics, and I guess let's start for, you know, people that might not be familiar. What is programmatic logistics, and talk about how Flex kind of falls in there.
Yeah. So maybe I'll start out here.
Sure.
Programmatic logistics, or flexible logistics programs, maybe that's the easier way to consume it, is just a third way to solve warehousing needs, and so distribution, fulfillment, capacity needs. And so I think the easiest way to think about this is in the context of the two ways that everyone knows, and that when we work with enterprise shippers, most are doing both of these.
Right.
That the first is self-running. So you hire the people that work the warehouse, you take on a lease, or maybe you build from the ground up, green pasture, or alternatively, you work with a 3PL, the second way. And the 3PL gives you a little more flexibility. And so the reason enterprise shipper would choose between these two, a lot of that has to do with flexibility. So the first option gives them total control of their costs. There is no margin, but it requires 100% of the upfront CapEx. It's very capital intensive, and it's very fixed in nature. You know, you decide you're going to build an 800,000 square foot new facility. You've got now a fixed box of 800,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. To your point, Kevin, earlier, you're going to utilize some small percentage of that for many years as you grow into it, and then ultimately reach peak utilization. So then people move to the 3PL space because it gives them the next degree of flexibility. It gives them a little more scalability if they want to launch 2-3 sites at once. Yeah. And they also spread some of the CapEx out. That said, if you look at most large 3PL invoices, about 70% of those costs are still fixed in nature. Mm. So what Flex has done with flexible logistics programs is we're just trying to push the envelope on flexibility, get to the bleeding edge of where that cost structure can be, the ability to move up and down, you know, the speed, and then also the location. Our 1,000+ warehouse network means that we can move to locations that any one 3PL may not have in their existing network. And so this is just the way that we categorize this, you know, network of operators facilitated by technology as the third of the three ways now that you can solve warehousing, fulfillment, distribution type of challenges.
Hmm. Very interesting. And I'm curious, and I think it makes a lot of sense, you know, when you lay it out in those categories, because, you know, like you said, in both the owned or the 3PL type of situations, there are limitations, or there are downsides from the perspective of maybe having too much space, like you alluded to. You have this 800,000 square foot space that you're investing in because you're hoping to, you know, grow into that, but immediately you're not going to necessarily be filling that whole space or maximizing the capacity of it. So being able to flex like that certainly can help you to get a handle around where your capacity really needs to be. And as Jennifer was saying before, you know, even on the downside as well, the up and down gives you that flexibility overall. So I'm curious, like the idea of flex and where it came from, because I guess as we're talking here, I'm imagining somebody was either like very frustrated with the 3PL and said they're going to do something better, or there was some kind of pain point there. So I'm curious the background story there of how Flex kind of came to be.
I'll take a quick shot at the origin story. Of course, our founder and CEO, Carl, can deliver this much more eloquently and accurately than I can. I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, somebody came to him that had a real seasonal need and has these kind of spikes. And you look at an asymmetric demand for cubic capacity, and then you look what your options are. And it felt outdated. Everything is very fixed in nature. And, you know, one of the early analogies that we made was with cloud computing, right? You may run your own data centers, but because of load peaks and valleys, it's more cost effective to have something that scales up and down dynamically. And, you know, really Flex is a complement. And just one thing I want to kind of clarify from what we said earlier is, you know, Flex is a complement to 3PLs and fixed networks. Large enterprise shippers are always going to run their own facilities.
Yeah.
They're always going to work with 3PLs in most cases. But they play together very nicely when you take volatile business and you put it and you match it with the most flexible solution, and you take steady state business and then run your fixed facility with a very steady load. All of a sudden you get the best cost dynamics out of that fixed facility by pulling the volatility out of it and putting it into a more flexible solution. So that's kind of the interplay of how we work in that whole ecosystem. But answer your question and we'll go there.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely interesting because I'm curious about that, because I can imagine like there was some pain point there for the founder, or like you said, you heard from somebody, you know, that they were having some issues there to try and figure it out. And it makes total sense to have it in the mix to be able to, like you said, handle that volatility and really kind of take those high, what can be, you know, some points, the high stress levels for what you may be able to handle in your warehouse or your typical 3PL might be able to handle, and then flex it out to these other providers. So you mentioned a couple times you guys have like 1,000 warehouses, right, that you work with, which is a very large network, right? So talk to us a little bit about how that network works and how that's gotten built out. And I guess too, I'm interested to hear, you know, how it's so wide ranging, like you said, from the mom and pop all the way up to like a DHL and things of that nature.
We'll be back after a quick break.
You hear a lot about supply chains these days, because if the past couple years have taught us anything, it's that an efficient, well-managed supply chain is absolutely critical to keeping businesses successful and consumers happy. I'm Will Haywood, and I host a podcast called All Business, No Boundaries, where we talk about supply chains, how they work, what happens when they don't, and the innovations that are redefining what's possible in the world of logistics. Join me for insightful interviews with thought leaders and industry experts. We discuss how optimizing supply chains can break down the barriers that are holding businesses back. That's All Business, No Boundaries by DHL Supply Chain. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Kevin, I'll take this one.
Sure.
You know, first of all, it's like to become a partner of Flex from a warehouse partner standpoint. I mean, it's not an easy feat. There's a lot of vetting that we do just to understand right fit, and not just right fit for Flex, but right fit for a project. And so a lot of work goes into the vetting process to ensure that we're delivering consistent results.
Okay.
And so a lot of our warehouse partners, Flex is not the entirety of their business. And so you may have a building that's 200,000 square feet that they have 50,000 square feet available. And so they're for Flex, we're able to find right size projects to put in that space to keep their business fluid from within. And within that may be multiple projects that we put in that one building. It may be just one project, or we may take the entire space. So in doing so, we've been able to take more regional partners and actually help them grow their business to where we're creating some consistency in the one building and they're saying, hey, if we take down another 200,000 square feet down the road, can you help us fill it? And so it's really creating stability for a lot of these warehouse partners. And they're really committed to the partnerships that we bring with the customers. I think you mentioned earlier, you know, a regional partner may not be able to go out and grab business from Walmart on their own.
Right.
And so the part of the attraction from warehouses to want to work with Flex is it also enhances their reputation. They're able to say, yes, we do fulfillment or distribution for an enterprise customer. And so it helps. It's really a two-part collaboration there.
Interesting. Yeah. I think it's great that you guys are able to, like you said, now help these other businesses like fill space that they may have just sitting, you know, empty, and generate some revenue from there. And also, like you said, expand their business as well in some cases. So, I mean, in the situation where you said maybe you have like 200,000 square feet and then you have 50,000 that's not being utilized. I know you said Flex has their own WMS. So if they're utilizing a different WMS already, and then on that, so just on that 50,000, I guess they would utilize your system, or do they integrate together? I mean, how does that look like?
They would. It's a standalone technology.
Okay.
But the thing that's great about the Flex technology is it's very user friendly, and so in a lot of WMS systems, it may take several days to train someone on a function.
Right.
Whereas our system is very user directed. You can bring someone in and literally within a couple of hours, they're picking, packing, shipping product. And so it's the ease of use that really helps those providers find value that if they do have high turnover in their building, they're not wasting a ton of training on the upkeep for labor. And then we also see some partners that if it's super high surge volume to where you're going from 10,000 units a day to 30, right, they may actually want to lean on temp work to be able to supplement their labor. And so they're able to bring additional labor in, and the training is very simple, and they're able to put people to work within just a matter of a couple hours.
Yeah. You know, let me just tack on something here too, because I think Kevin, backing up, you did ask about, you know, how do we have 1,000 plus operators? And it's actually well north of 1,000 today. Okay. And there really is no friction for us to identify a new operator to be in our network. So we do a technical integration with a client ERP. So, you know, like the SAP, Oracle, we're doing API, EDI integrations directly with their ERP. However, on the warehouse provider side, we are shipping them Zebra-based scan devices, and they're logging onto a portal on the computer that's cloud-based. There's no integration that has to happen there. So from a technical side, there's nothing that stops an operator from coming into our network. Now, on a project-by-project basis, to Jennifer's point, we do a lot of vetting. We take a scope and we say, hey, look, this operator has a great ability to do each picking, e-commerce, you know, fulfillment, whereas some operators, maybe they're more pallet in, pallet out distribution, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing that identifying and vetting, and we're databasing that information. But as far as a new operator joining our network, there's really no friction for that to happen. That's how we've been able to scale the network so quickly and so effectively. And, you know, from an enterprise shipper perspective, again, just to kind of repeat this, you know, enterprise shippers have a universe, or had a universe, of about 10, 20, maybe 3PLs they could work with.
Right.
These are 3PLs that are very large scale, they're household names. They're all across the country. And those 3PLs, in a way, had a competitive walled garden where they didn't have any other competitors except for themselves. Yeah. And the barrier to entry to get to that scale is extremely high.
Oh, yeah.
It takes, you know, decades and tremendous capital. So we have really unlocked this massive, there's thousands of additional sites that don't fit this tier one top 20 3PL mold that were really completely removed from the equation of capacity for enterprise shippers. And so we have really cracked the market wide open in that space. And so that's one of the really powerful things that we have done, is connecting supply and demand in a seamless way, and in a way that it was just not able to connect previously through a cloud-based technology. And, you know, if you look at something like transportation brokerage, This has happened for 100 years. The reason it didn't happen in warehousing is because you needed a cloud-based tech. It required the cloud to be able to scale this up and down and bring operators under a network seamlessly. And so that's just a little more color about how our network is composed and really the purpose that it serves.
Interesting. And I think it's incredibly smart way to be able to tap into, you know, basically space that's out there and that could potentially be utilized and capitalized for not only the operator, but also for brands looking to handle higher than normal volume or special projects or something of that nature, or getting into like a specific region that maybe they don't quite sure about and they want to test or something of that nature. I think it's a really smart solution. So I'm curious, if I'm a brand, right, and I have, you know, something coming up where I'm going to see like a spike in volume and or a, you know, a seasonal spike or something like that. I mean, how long does it take to get me into one of these, you know, 1,000+ operators to handle that?
Yeah, Kevin, it can vary. I think it comes down to the complexity of the project.
Okay.
You know, we've had capacity deals where, hey, I need to store 10,000 pallets, to where we've talked on a Friday, signed a contract, and trucks started unloading on a Monday morning. And nice. So just super lightning fast. Mm. And then for projects, some projects start off that way as we build the integration in. So it's inbound at CSV, and then you're integrating for more of the complex outbound operations.
Okay.
And so I would say it's a fraction of the time that a traditional 3PL would normally need to integrate. Mm. And it gives the option for a quick CSV upload when needed.
Yeah. Interesting. So, I mean, it's pretty quick turnaround too, which I think is great. I mean, and I think that goes hand in hand with the model of having that flexibility, right? Because even if maybe you don't know, like all of a sudden we talked about, you know, e-commerce, like you don't know what's going to happen in a couple months. I mean, sometimes you don't know what might happen in, you know, a week ahead of time or something. Like maybe you all of a sudden have a new brand and you get featured in some news outlet or something, and you just see this crazy spike in volume and you need something quickly to handle that and fulfill that. And, you know, being able to have something kind of in your arsenal of tools like Flex, I think is definitely a great thing to be able to do there. Now I'm curious from the operator's perspective as well, you know, if we have some independent 3PL operators, warehouse operators listening out there, you know, how does it look for them to kind of get into the network? And, you know, what's the timing on being able to do something like that and start to leverage the Flex as a tool for them to get more business too?
Yeah, Kevin, we're always looking for quality operators. Mm. I mean, this can be in a matter of weeks, putting business into a site.
Okay.
And so we welcome additional partnerships.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing that when talking with some of the warehouse management, they really like working with Flex because it lets them really just focus on execution. Mm-hmm. They're not having to maintain the tech side of the business, the customer relationship side of the business. They're coming in and doing what they do best. They're executing and shipping boxes at the end of the day.
Right.
And so we welcome quality operators any day.
Okay. All right. That's out there now if any operators are listening. So any day, right now, today, you could apply, right? So a very interesting, definitely tool and model on being able to not only help brands, but then also help operators as well. I think anytime where you can find kind of a win-win for separate parties, I mean, is a great thing. So it's really interesting what's kind of been built out here and also as expanded so rapidly to, you know, 1,000+ operators. I mean, that's pretty remarkable and incredible. And being able to tap into that as a brand, especially as, you know, I'm thinking of brands that are growing and starting to scale and just, you know, kind of starting out, being able to have that flexibility in where they want to fulfill from and do different types of things is a great asset to have, right? So, you know, if we look at Flex, and I was looking around on your website a little bit, I saw this Flex Institute, and I'm very interested to hear about what is the Flex Institute and what can people find out there?
Yeah, so the Flex Institute is something that we kicked off about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And it's really focused on data and thought leadership in the supply chain space. And you know, there is one data point that's very centric to our business that's actually brand new, and that is the spot market in warehousing. So traditionally, there's a spot market that's been in transportation for decades and decades, and that's international and domestic transportation, et cetera. But never really have shippers been able to think in terms of the spot market in warehousing. Mm. And so we're constantly querying that spot market by taking scopes of work out to the warehouse market in our network. And we're collecting information about what's going on with pricing, what's going on with labor. And so there's just a much bigger story to tell here that we think is interesting. We think it's compelling. It's information that shippers that don't work with Flex could leverage just as well as shippers that do. Mm. And so we're just, you know, really trying to put together the thought leaders within our organization. We've hired lots of multi-decade supply chain talent, people like Jennifer, who has done this for a very long time at a very high level, and really brought that thought leadership together. And it's there at the Flex Institute, and it's a part of our website at flex.com.
Interesting. And definitely a great resource. And I love the fact that you're compiling this market data and being able to give some idea to shippers on, you know, what is pricing looking like in some things, or even like the labor market as well. I know that's like a huge thing and something, a challenge that I was certainly experiencing in my last role in running a warehouse, and, you know, having to figure out as the pandemic was going on, like what can we pay to get people in the door, right, at this point. So, you know, being able to see those kind of visibilities into the market is certainly a huge thing. So it's an amazing resource that you guys have invested in there and built out and made available to people, as you said, not only that are Flex users, but also non-Flex users too, maybe soon to be Flex users. So really interesting to learn about Flex and really incredible kind of the network that you've built out and the overall flexibility, I guess we can say, of the tool that you've created for both the brand and the shipper as well. So great to learn about this from both of you today, and I'm happy to have had you on the show. If people are interested in learning more about Flex and what it is that you do, or interested in getting their brand involved or being an operator, as we talked about, what's the best way to do that?
Hitting our website, FLEXE, there is an E on the end, keep that in mind, FLEXE.com is really the easiest way. And there's, whether you're an operator or a shipper, you can very easily get in touch with us that way. So I think that's probably the best thing.
All right, great. And we'll definitely put that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well, so people can easily find it. So Jennifer and Jordan, thank you once again for joining me on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.